everyone, and welcome to episode 268 of the 8-Bit Geek. If you're new around here, let me tell you what this old podcast is like. It's like a birthday at 37. You know, you're not very excited about it, but you still give in to those childlike fun that surrounds the celebration. You make invitations and you send them out. You get all worked up to visit with friends. And you start getting texts like, hey, is there going to be food? And other texts like, is there going to be food? So, you know, you order your pizzas and you wait by the door only to find hardly anyone shows up. A handful of people, you know, come on in, but they've got no gifts. And they only bitch about you ordering cheese pizza with no other toppings. And then you say goodnight to your dickhead friends and then you go stream on Twitch, where all the cool people are. I'm Jeremy, and with me today are two men who once stuffed hot cheese up their anus just to see what it feels like.
Oh, God.
Hey, guys, it's me, Caleb. This is what Caleb sounds like.
Spot-on impression.
Hey, it's me, Kale.
Well, I guess never have I ever. I'm Kevin.
Thank you, Crush Paradise, for the subscription. 2 months.
Yeah, for 2 months. Oh. Thank you, Stray Dog, for the follow.
That happened to me recently. Well, not recently, but
the or the nacho cheese up the anus.
No,
I don't want to speak about it. But the
you brought it up.
The cheese, you did say butt right afterwards.
The cheese pizza thing. I pulled that from a real life experience. We had Colin's birthday party last year and we invited people over. There was a ton of people and I ordered a ton of pizza and I just said, fuck it. Like, no, we couldn't figure out what to get. So I just ordered a whole bunch of pizza. I said, just give me cheese pizzas. Everyone will be fine. It's free. I paid a whole bunch of money for these pizzas because they're
just cheese pizza.
Yeah, I just got cheese pizza. Doug is one of those assholes. Okay, so Doug wasn't the person who did this, but it might as well have been now. So everyone's like, oh man, thanks for the pizza. It tastes great and all that. And then this girl walks through and she looks at her husband and goes, they only got cheese. And I my head flipped and I was going to say something. And then her sister was like, Jer, come, just calm down. Leave the room. Jer, just leave the room. It's okay. It's okay. And I was like, all right, free food. Enjoy all the fucking free food.
But like a pepperoni, man. Just like. I always assume like someone's going to want pepperoni.
Look at Jer's face.
You get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Wow. Okay.
No.
So that happened. So, you know, and I'm turning 37 this week. This week's my birthday.
Yay!
Yeah. On Saturday.
Happy birthday week.
Thank you. I made a big deal about it last year. I did this whole birthday week thing because Ashley was last year. Ashley was trying to make up for. Okay, Ashley, if I've talked about it, is a terrible gift giver. I don't know if you guys have terrible gift givers in your life, but Ashley is the quintessential. She just terrible, and I don't hold it against her because I don't expect anything. You know, I'm not one of those guys who's like, if you don't get me something, you don't care. I really don't care if she gets me anything because throughout the year I buy myself stuff and, you know, for myself, so it doesn't matter. But it's always funny when she tries really hard but ultimately fails. Last year she started May 1st and she goes, Jeremy, I'm gonna make it up. I've been with you for 10 years and I've always done really bad at gift giving, so I'm gonna make it up to you.
At least she knows.
And she goes, so on May 1st she starts and she brings me a card. And it says, this is the first of many gifts to you. And she got me a gift and it was really cool. You know, it started off small and then they started to progressively get bigger and stuff. And every day would be a card. Well, so by day 7, the card stopped. And I was like, hey, Ash, Well, I thought you were going all the way to the 19th with this thing. What happened to the cards? And she's like, oh, well, I just forgot to do the, but here's your gift anyways. And I was like, okay. So cool. Day 9, I wake up and I'm like, hey, Ash, there's nothing on the table. I was like getting really excited for this whole, you know, birthday thing. Where is it? And she goes, oh, I forgot. And then later on that day, we go to Kroger and she's standing by the gift cards and she goes, just pick something out. And so I got a Nintendo gift card for myself. And I was like, Ashley, this is, you're starting to fall apart here. You gotta, you know, you gotta pull this thing back together.
Yeah.
And then day 10, she drops the bomb and goes, hey, so you know how I'm leaving for my trip to New York with the class? My mom is going to take over this whole birthday thing. And so I love you. And I tried. So this year I told her, I said, don't worry about anything. I don't want anything for my birthday from you. I just want you. It's fine. We can go get a steak dinner. And then I can come home and stream. That's all I need. And she's hellbent on like make it. She's like, no, I have plans for Saturday night. You can't stream. And I was like, but I was going to get drunk.
And I was going to hang out with friends and stream.
And she's like, mm-mm, you're going to hang out with people you don't like. So that's what I'm doing on Saturday night.
She said that? You're going to hang out with people you don't like?
No, I was ad-libbing.
Happy birthday.
But Belmont, no, for that is Belmont says at least she tried. And I'm fully aware that she tries and it's a wonderful thing. Like I said in the beginning, in no way do I put her down for it because she is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful wife. And
sounds like she's punishing you for it this year, though.
Yeah, like she fucked up and then yet I'm paying for it.
Yeah, like, you want to do something on your birthday?
Yeah.
No.
Nah.
No.
And I think I ruined her plans because she tried to get me to get Deadpool tickets out in, all the way out in Dallas. And I'm like,
you want to go see Deadpool in Dallas?
In Dallas.
And why would I want to go there? Because we're just going to have so much fun if we just maybe went and saw Deadpool in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
What? And so
this is weird. You have something planned in Dallas?
Yeah. And she's like, no. And then I was like, so what I did was I instantly purchased the tickets to the one near my house and I found tickets for a Friday night. And she was like, I was like, hey, I got the tickets. She goes, oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
So I don't know. I may have screwed up her plans for Friday, but. We'll see what happens.
And maybe she screwed up your plans for Saturday so you can actually do what you want on your birthday.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, too. I'm going to do that. So I'm going to stream. I think I'm going to have my birthday stream. I'll do it, like, tomorrow all day long and just call that my birthday stream because I'm not going to find time to stream any other day. Maybe Sunday I can stream, but I don't know. Anyways, if you guys...
Hitting the bong there, Doug?
Huh? What?
You just hear like Jared's trying to pour his heart out and you just hear bubbling in the background.
That was me drinking coffee.
It's the only way he can have feelings.
I was trying like for those watching, it was kind of like the Kermit meme where it's like, you know, the
tea slug, sipping.
Yeah, but then I just went actually coughing.
When keeping it real goes wrong.
Yeah.
God, there's so many stories I could tell about Ashley's gift giving charades.
Mm-hmm.
God, there's one I came home on. Valentine's Day, and I was down in Austin for work, and I came home on Valentine's Day, and I had in the car. I brought home flowers and chocolates, and I brought home all this stuff, and she was there setting up a party at the house for something. I forget what it was, but her friends were there, and her friends didn't have boyfriends, so I brought them chocolates and flowers as well to be sweet and nice. And so I walked in, and I had all this stuff, and everyone's like, "Oh my God, you're the sweetest ever!" And then I looked at Ash, I was like, "Your turn," and then she went, Uh-oh. And she didn't, she forgot about Valentine's Day. So, but she ran out and got me Ninja Turtle underwears that night from Walmart because they're the only ones that were open. So, yeah. It was good shit. I love her to death. She's the best. I fucking wish she would make me give better gifts.
That's why I have an Amazon wish list. And then, like, before every holiday, birthday, or anytime I think, like, Father's Day, whatever, it's just like I go in and I reorder things to make, not like I put them in a certain order where it's like, okay, so at the very top of the list is the shit that I really want. And then
she does not know how to take those cues, man. Like, I even tried, I was like, the last like couple weeks I've been like, man, it'd be cool to get like an Echo B4 for the house. You know what I'm saying? Like that'd be a cool thing to have. No, she doesn't catch on. And it's like, I'm like, I'm trying here. So
yeah.
Anyways, if you guys like those stories, if you like our rants, if you like our fun, you can always subscribe to us, listen to us on Audio Boom. They are our main sponsor. They take care of us. They provide you with the show because they pay for our bandwidth. So you can check them out there. But if you don't, if you're just like, who the fuck is an Audio Boom? You can still get us over on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. And we're anywhere else that you find a podcast. And you can find us on social media at the 8-Bit Geek. And of course, we record live every Monday night or Tuesday in some cases, like today. Right on Twitch. You can find us there. Interact with people in the chat. It's a lot of fun. You find us from time to time interacting with it. You hear it probably every week, us naming somebody in the chat and saying, hey, thanks for the subscription. All that's through Twitch. So if you can't make it to a live show and you just you want to find us, you want to talk to us, you want to talk to other people who are like-minded, you can. Hop on over to Discord. Discord is a chat program with some audio stuff as well. We actually use Discord to record our video for Twitch and to send to communicate with each other because Skype is a piece of shit. So we switched over to Discord. It's been great for us, and you should come join us. Say hi. Even if you don't like chatting, you can always just creep on everyone in there. It's a large community. You can find some friends, and you can find us. If you like our show, then, of course, you're going to like some of these other shows that we have. We have 8-Bit Saga, Divas Drop Kicks and Dives,
Witches! Burn them!
Which, as of 30 minutes ago, we can officially say that we are all in. What that means is there is an event, a wrestling event coming up in September in Chicago called All In, and StarCast is going to be a wrestling convention, much like Comic Palooza, but catering to wrestling, that is going on that whole weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And we were picked to be a wrestling podcast for a day on their podcast row.
Yeah.
So if you're in Chicago and you get into wrestling and you're going to StarCast, come say hi on Friday. Mm-hmm. It's going to be awesome.
And Kev is best friends with Cody Rhodes.
Oh, we go way back, you know.
They're the bestest of friends. I can't wait to hear that interview with him.
Yeah, yeah, me neither.
We're gonna talk about that in a minute. But first,
I got this photo too with him. Or not a photo, but here I got his autograph. And then Bernard the business bear stamped it too.
That's funny. So I guess he's not doing the Stardust thing anymore.
Oh no, he's.
I know he like retired that, but what's it? He looks like the Miz now. What is he doing?
He's like a supervillain. It's fucking great. Right, he's like a sociopath, like fucking supervillain.
Oh, so he's kind of like the American Psycho.
Kind of. I mean, he's like an old school like bad guy, like in wrestling. It's great. It's really entertaining, and he's at the peak of his career right now. He's doing fucking fantastic. And basically, this wrestling event is only being funded from him and the Young Bucks, Matt and Nick Jackson. Yeah. All three of them personally threw up their own money for this event, and it's going very, very well.
Sold out in 29 minutes and like 36 seconds or something like that. Just fucking buck wild.
And even the convention now, they're running out of the
water,
like special seats. Wristbands and stuff like that. You know, like they have platinum, gold, and silver wristbands, and those are almost sold out.
Damn. Well. So, fuck, how much do those cost?
The platinum, I believe, is $179. gold is like 129, and I think silver is 59. And they all are different tiers of access to, like, everyone who goes to the con has access to like the vendor room and like the little the meet and greet sections, but they don't have access to any of the extra panels or anything. So that's where the bands come in. Silver, you may have access if you're early enough. Gold, you definitely will have access. And platinum, you have like front row access.
All right, well, that's cool. We've given this way too much time because we still have to talk about Comic Palooza.
Yes,
we're gonna talk about the one that we're going to.
Yeah. Go talk to your shit on Divas, Dropkicks, and Dives. Yeah,
you asked me.
No, we didn't. You fucking came in here, kicked the door down, started talking about it.
And I said, what about those bands? I didn't really want to know about them.
Yeah, we wanted to know about bands like Green Day.
Yeah. We're talking about platinum selling artists.
Yeah, whose record went platinum this week, Kev? You wouldn't know. You still use Winamp.
I've been caught.
He still gets the top 10 from Winamp, and they're all from like 2000.
Top 10. Check out this new track from Korn.
Bitch.
Yeah.
No wonder why he knows all the NSYNC songs.
Hell yeah, dude! That was Winamp was at its peak then.
Oh shit! So we also have Brainberry Tarts and Garbage Day on the network, and you can check them all out. So
forgot about them.
You can also, you know what, guys? It takes a village to run this network, and that village needs to come out of its pockets every once in a while in order to provide bread, sugar, and water to the villagers. And
are we playing Settlers of Catan now?
And you can do that with Patreon. We need all the butter for the bread.
Did someone say butter?
Hey, Perry.
Okay, Perry.
Where's the butter?
I don't know. Apparently, we don't have any.
But we need it.
But we need it.
I haven't had butter in days.
Where'd I go? I went Shaggy. I went Scooby.
That was,
Zoink, Raggy.
Oh, I haven't had butter in days, Raggy.
Zoink, Scoob.
I've lost 20 pounds in the last 30 minutes because I haven't had my butter in days.
Please, everybody, save Perry, save Terry, and give. Give to Patreon, where all of your dollars goes towards the butter.
In the arms of an angel.
For as little as $5 a month, you can save these two giant men. And you can also get some rewards for doing so. You're going to get some pre-shows and some post-shows. We're working on some new shows as well that are going to be only accessible from Patreon. So you're going to get new podcasts soon. And by soon, it could be a week or it could be a year. We just don't know.
Or 5 years.
Just keep.
Or it could be like Cloverfield at the end of this episode.
just keep giving. It'll show up soon.
No.
but all the money that you do give to the show, it goes right back into the show. It allows us to do things like Comic Palooza. We're going there.
Yeah, I'm like next week.
So we have a booth at Comic Palooza from May 25th to the 27th. We're going to be there and we're going to be promoting the 8-Bit Geek. We're going to be giving away some stuff. We're going to be putting stickers on people's backs as they walk away. We're going to be giving you some photos and some video and stuff like that directly from the show. So that's why you want to follow us on the social media and join the Discord so you can know what's going on. We even have some fans coming out to see us and hang out with us. So, it's going to be a good time. If you're going to be in the Houston area during those dates, then come see us. Come say hi. Okay. Anyways, it's been long enough. I think we can get into misconnections. What do you guys think?
Yeah, do we want to give a shout out to the people we've had like some follows and subs and stuff?
Oh yeah, shit. Yeah, we could do that before we get into it. Kev, do your job.
Kev, do your damn job.
I was letting you guys do your thing. So we want to thank the real Dylan 94. He just followed.
Hey.
Big Reekin King hosted us. What's up, buddy?
Big King.
Shadow Joker 08 has subscribed and followed.
Nice.
Oh, Shadow nice. Joker, thank you so much. Let's give him that warm welcome. I hate that when, why do we use that? I hate it. So
you
much.
Did
you
it.
Started it.
I know, and I hate myself for it.
Well,
but now we can't stop.
No. Don't stop. Till we get in.
Oh, and that, is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's it for now.
Okay.
For now.
All right.
Let's get into misconnections. Every week we take real ads from the misconnection section of Craigslist. We read them in funny voices. They're completely real. We don't edit them in any way, but we definitely can't make this stuff up.
Boy sees girl. Boy is interested in girl. Boy awkwardly stares at girl from across the room. Boy never approaches girl. Girl leaves. Boy swears they are meant for one another. Boy turns to Craigslist for help finding girl. 8-Bit Geek steps in. Welcome to Misconnections.
All right, where's that Sean?
Oh, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Sean?
What's up, buddy?
Not much. I really appreciate you guys putting the show off a day so I could get here in time.
Oh, yeah. That's not a big deal. Why? Where were you?
I was in California again.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. I can't wait to hear what you did there. But first, let's thank Rat, or not Ratty, sorry. Let's do Crush Paradise came up with this week's misconnection. So he's responsible for all three of these. They do have a theme. Just to let you know, he is responsible for this week's. Ratty also sent some in, but Crush Paradise sent them in first. So we have to use it's Ooh. First come, first serve.
Better luck next year.
So all right. So let's get on with it.
All right. So this one takes place in Modesto, California.
Oh yeah.
This goes out to the drunk girl on my lawn.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Melford Wood. There I was, just yesterday. I can remember it so clearly. I woke up around 2 a.m. to take a nice, fat leak when I noticed your squeaky giggle outside my window. I looked out my window half naked as an odd mix of shock, disgust, pity, and blush washed over me. Not only were you a stunning redhead just a little shorter than me with what looked like a curtain and drapery matching combo, but you were also taking a dump and piss on my lawn at the same time. For that, I have to give you props. I don't think I've ever achieved that level of toilet mastery.
Oh, no.
I immediately came out to see if you were all right or needed a ride home. Seeing as this town isn't exactly well suited for what I'm guessing to be an 18 to 21 year old drunk girl at 2 in the morning, but me coming out in a bathrobe and asking apparently scared you because you started running with a turd sticking out of your ass and dove head first into my car, leaving a dent in it.
Oh my.
I told you to hold on as I was going to set off the car alarm and get you an ice pack, but I'm not sure if you heard. What I am sure of, though, is that you sat on the trunk of my car smearing shit all over it.
Oh, no.
Took off your shoes, left your half-full Smirnoff bottle, and ran like hell. Normally, I wouldn't let a girl shit all over my things and put a dent in my car until we've gone on a first-name basis. But for you, I think we could work it out. You know where I live.
Oh, my.
Yours truly. Sean Pennis.
Oh.
Oh, that was good stuff. Oh, that was good stuff. All right. Well, this one, we haven't seen him in a... Is that a window?
Oh, God damn it.
Is that a window?
Is it open? I think it's open.
It's too hot for it to be open.
Yeah.
Hey.
Oh.
Hey.
I wish that What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up? What's up, my magic man?
Not much.
Oh.
Hey, listen. Do you know how to get shit out of off the bumper of a car?
Yeah, you just hire somebody to do it.
All
right. Hey, check out my new movie coming out, okay?
I have a head dent on the side of my car. Do you know how to fix that?
Yeah. Okay.
You seem like the type of person that's probably dented their share of cars with their heads.
Oh, yeah. I dented like, I don't know, 4 or 5 cars already, okay? Just this week.
Just this week.
What I do is I take a plunger and I put it up against the panel and then I just pull it off, okay?
All right, I'm going to go try that real quick. You do your thing. I'm going to go try the plunger on the car and
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right, Sean, you're back.
No, don't leave him with me.
Hey,
no.
I got a misconnection for you, brought to you by Mile 22 in theaters this fall, okay? Go see it or something.
This fall?
I'm like an agent or something, hanging out windows and shooting shit up, okay?
An agent or an Asian?
I'm an Asian agent, okay? Anyway, I love Taco Bell. Did you guys know that?
God damn it.
Did you guys know I love Taco Bell?
No. I did not know that.
Okay.
You're with the competitor here.
What's that?
That's a competitor to Wahlburgers.
Oh, no. We don't sell burgers, okay?
Wait, what?
You don't sell burgers at Wahlburgers?
No, we do sell burgers, okay? But we don't sell burritos.
There you go. Anyways, you sure?
Let me check.
You keep talking.
Hold on.
I'm going to Google it.
Let me check. Donnie.
Hey, what you did there, Bucky?
Donnie, do we sell burritos?
I mean, who's asking?
It's the guys over at the 8-Bit Shit Geek.
Nah.
Okay.
Hold on. I left my keys in my car.
Okay, thanks, Donnie. Anyways, nope. We don't sell burritos.
All right.
So back, let's get into this, okay? Taco Bell, male for woman, 38, downtown, okay? I was sitting there eating a burrito, and you looked up at me, okay? And our eyes met, and it was like a magical moment or something. Unfortunately, I tried to fart silently, okay? And I like accidentally had a running diarrhea all over my place, okay? Anyway, I wanted to talk to you, but I felt embarrassed or something. Plus, I had to go to the bathroom to clean up. Email me, okay? Tell me what you were eating, so I know it's you.
I mean, there's only so many things at Taco Bell that you could be eating.
They have a really expansive menu, okay, Kevin? They've got a number 1 all the way through a number 17. And then that's like, not even counting the side menus.
Mark,
and that's
you got
not even
number
counting.
2.
That's not even counting. That's not number 3, you douche. Anyway.
Douche.
That's not even counting the menu that you can't even see.
Hmm.
Anyway, guys, it was a pleasure, okay? Goodbye.
All right. Cool, Marky. See you, buddy.
See you, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
Bye, buddy.
So, find your dad.
This week, I've traveled to northern Michigan.
Oh.
Went to go see some friends, you know.
Okay.
Sure. And I just want to put this one out. Oh, God. Please report suspected exploitation of minors to the appropriate authorities. Thank you, Craigslist.
That is at the top.
Yeah,
I'll be a little bit more careful with my writings here.
That's not the headline.
Yeah. Now, this is to the girl who took a gamble on a fart and lost. 22. I don't know if it's my age or your age or how many times you gambled. But we met on Craigslist, so I'm hoping that this post finds you. I know that it could quite possibly be the most humiliating first date that you have ever been on, but I'm willing to look past that. I thought we had chemistry, sitting at Applebee's, sharing the basket of Cajun tots, while drinking the Amstel Light.
Ooh.
The Amstel Light. TM. I really felt like there was a connection there. I found you to be intelligent and witty and looked forward to further conversation with you. Mm-hmm. At some point, everyone's gambled on a fart and lost. It just happened to be on that first date in the passenger seat of my car
Please don't feel bad. The package I sent you with the Pepto the next day and the note that said, first dates are always a crapshoot. Call me. It was meant to be funny, not offensive, as you can see. Now, I've gambled on a fart and lost on multiple occasions. I mean, like, before I walked into this podcast, I may have fired off something I didn't expect. I thought was a blank. Now, the first time I did, it was very memorable. Happened to me when I was 5, and I was sitting on my uncle's lap.
What?
Yeah, it was Uncle Pappy Jones. Pappy McUncle Jones. I'm lactose intolerant, by the way, but I love cheese.
Hey, we found out who stuck the cheese at their butt.
Well, never have I ever. I probably win 95% of the time, but I don't think anyone wins 100% of the time. That's why I call it gambling. You know, I'm the last person to judge you for crapping your pants. In fact, I'm impressed at your boldness. The timing, on the other hand, could have been a tad bit better. Like when you're not sitting on a heated leather seat. Oh. Now, what I'm trying to say is that if you want to go out again, I would be more than happy to take you someplace where we can get a real meal that is high in fiber and less taxing on the digestive tract. I await your call. Tad. Totally awesome
dude.
Yeah. Velvet Jones. P.S. If you shat yourself on purpose to end the evening early, touche.
Like, what if that was seriously somebody's like defense mechanism? They're like, you know what I'm gonna do? if things get bad, don't call me. I'm just gonna shit myself.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, it's not a bad way to go out.
Not a bad defense.
Yeah.
Seems like something like a honey badger would do.
For those in the chat, somebody's asking, like, it sounds like those Wahlburger burgers sound like they're really tasty. They are. I went to one in Vegas. It's delicious.
Fiesta Burger specifically, because they don't sell burritos, but they do sell a Fiesta Burger.
I don't know. I didn't get a Fiesta Burger.
Well, that's what he says. That sounds pretty fucking delicious.
I'm just going to say it's really good. Unless you look it up. I mean, I guess you could just Google it. Fiesta Burger from...
And just go to their menu and look at their burgers.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a picture of it. There it is, Fiesta Burger. It's Mexico on a bun.
Mother Bear says, that's my go-to move, talking about, I guess, shitting them today. So, touche.
Oh.
Maybe this was meant for you.
There you go. All right, Fiesta Burger is a half pound of ground beef made from... Hold on. The Fiesta Burger is a half pound ground beef burger. With made-from-scratch southern spice mix, topped with jalapenos, lettuce, pepper jack cheese, and house-made sweet pepper and smoked onion salsa, with chipotle aioli and house pickles.
I'm so hungry now.
Only at Wahlburgers.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba!
I'm Wahlburgers-ing it. all right, let's get into the top box office. Do we need to? In its third week at number one, Avengers taking $61 million for a total of $547 mil domestically. So,
where are we at internationally? Now
they are looking. They're saying that it's possible that it's gonna fizzle out just after 2 billion. So it's not going to take the number one spot.
Yeah, we'll see.
So, Life of the Party also came out this week, and that made 18 mil. And then Breaking In came out as well, making 16 mil. And in the second week, Overboard. I only bring up Overboard because I went to go see it.
Oh.
I'm going to save you the trouble. Don't go see it. It does not live up to the original. It's a bad movie.
Ah.
It's not very good. It's supposed to be a comedy. I laughed exactly a half a time.
So you got a, huh.
Yeah, pretty much. That's all that they got out of me was a, huh.
Man. A Doug.
You really should have gone to go see A Quiet Place, huh?
I really should have. And that was my vote. And I'm stealing this from the chat. Nobody's going to, I'm not giving credit where credit's due, but I was really overboard during that movie.
God damn it. Yeah. Hit yourself for that.
Yeah. Literally hit yourself. Hit yourself. Hit. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
God. Hey, you know what? When Ashley's forcing you to do whatever your plans are this weekend, when she's like, hey, oh, I got tickets to see Deadpool Saturday night, and go, cool, 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 turn those and go see A Quiet Place, the movie I wanted to see originally.
All right, she's just gonna, we're going to go out Saturday night. Are we going to go see Overboard again?
I want to see A Quiet Place. You listen, you're done making decisions.
I told her the last three movies that she's picked have been pretty terrible.
Yeah, well, that sounds about right.
This is shit on Ashley Knight.
No, it's not that. It's just her taste in movies doesn't seem to be great.
She fell asleep during Avengers.
Her taste in movies doesn't seem to be great. Oh, I love her. She's very sweet. You know, last night when we hadn't heard from you, I messaged her and I was glad that you know, she took the time to respond and to give us a heads up what was going on. Mm-hmm. Unlike someone who could have easily just been like, hey, not right now.
I didn't have assholes. I didn't have my phone on me. And
did you ever watch on? Because I definitely sent you like a tap message on your phone.
Oh my God. You responded to my three ring like workout. You're like,
yeah. Yeah. Well, it's like I got the alert and I was like, perfect. Respond. Where you at? I was like, man, okay, one, thank God he's alive.
Yeah,
because I got an alert that he finished a workout. Unless that was the workout was his life that he's completed.
I started to feel real bad too because Doug never sends me like text messages from Messenger, and he definitely doesn't call my cell phone. So I started getting phone calls and text messages, regular ones, with not through Telegram, and I was like, oh fuck, they think I'm dead.
I tried FaceTiming him. I was like, I need visual confirmation this motherfucker live.
So much appreciated from that.
But anyways, yeah.
But that was funny though, because like the last thing you posted was
a gif
of a guy using a shake weight, and I'm like, man, if that's his like last message to us, it's like, yeah, it's perfect. What a way to go.
Yeah. So then he responded, and I was like, no, I have to admit, I'm a little bummed that wasn't your last gif.
Oh man. To bring it back, she also said that it was about an hour too long. So let's get into some Star Wars.
Avengers.
Yeah, Avengers.
Oh, we were all kind of like, yeah, taking.
I was like, you're the talk you had with Colin last night was an hour too long. Agreed, but no. Her taste in movies doesn't seem to be that great.
Let's see. So we've been talking about it for like 2 years now, and it's finally happening. We're getting the movie that we all actually wanted to begin with when it came
maybe.
To these.
Huge maybe that I wish they would continue.
You know, when they announced that they're going to start doing spinoff films and then they announced Solo, we're like, what the fuck? No, what? No one wants that. Everyone wants an Obi-Wan. Like, everybody wants that. And they just kept quiet. But it looks like the gears are turning, man. And production is gearing up for that spinoff movie. And we also saw that Ewan McGregor was growing his beard out again. And so everything is starting to line up a little bit.
Well, he was at something recently and he didn't have the beard anymore. I do remember seeing that and being like, oh.
So as you can, recently he shaved it, but now he's starting to grow it back again.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I could be wrong. I'll Google him real quick. But I do remember, I feel like he was at like the Solo premiere or something. And I was like, oh, short beard Ewan. But
prosthetics.
An Obi-Wan spinoff would be the best decision.
Yeah, so there's they're saying that the art department is in full pre-production mode and they're waiting for episode 9 to finish shooting, and then they're going to go into full production. So they're saying that mid-January 2019 is and then the main shooting is going to be in April of 2019. So
nice.
Yeah, and again, that's like from a source within the camp, you know, like at Pinewood Studios in London, saying that it's that all this is happening. There's been no confirmation from Disney or Lucasfilm or Kathleen Kennedy or the mm-hmm. two dudes from Game of Thrones or Rian Johnson or anybody who's slated to make these movies, no one has said, like, this is what we're doing. Be prepared. But, you know, like, this again, there's could, someone yeah, is... from the inside has let it slip that the stuff is in the works. But what does that mean? You know, we'll see.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's coming from Fantha Tracks. And so that's who's reporting this. We'll see if it's actually true.
I guess they must be like, you know, pretty on with their news and sources and any leaked info, because I mean we're quoting this story from I believe Slash Film, mm-hmm. which I mean, you know, it's a rumor, but if it didn't come from like a reliable source, I don't feel like they would comment on it or write an article about it. So that makes me wonder if, like, okay, you know, it could still be a bunch of bullshit. But it seems like they seem to trust, I guess, the source. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I want it to happen so bad. I want to see Ewan McGregor play Obi-Wan Kenobi. In the chat, Big Reek and King says, what part of Obi-Wan's life would they do? Probably protecting
Luke
on Tatooine as an older Obi-Wan, seeing him deal with life on Tatooine. They touch on it in Rebels, which I'm sad they did that story in Rebels, because I think that would have made a phenomenal movie that with Darth Maul and all that stuff. But there is, in the book, Star Wars From a Certain Point of View, there is a story about Obi-Wan and Uncle Owen and Luke and stuff, like all of them. And he protects Luke and he like saves Luke's life. And Owen, who knows that he's there, flips out on him. Like, I told you to stay away. I told you I didn't want him to have anything to do with you. I told you I didn't want him to know who you were. Go away. Get out of here. Leave us alone. We don't need you. And all this stuff. And he's like, I just saved him. He was about to be killed. And he's like, I don't care. He's my responsibility. Fuck off. And then Obi-Wan realizing that in like his haste to step in, that like he was hoping that he could one day talk Uncle Owen into letting him train Luke to be a Jedi. But by like interfering here and pissing him off, like ruin those chances of that happening. So like, I think like a story like that would be interesting. Just seeing him like trying so hard not to like interfere, but obviously interfering and like kind of fucking up that way.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And basically between episode 3 and 4, obviously. Yeah. Link is here. Hi, guys.
Hi, Link.
Hey, Link.
And it looks like, okay, so everyone knows that we're getting a live action Star Wars series, right? And Favreau is going to be directing it.
Okay, repeat after me. Fav?
Fav?
Row. Okay, hold on real quick. Repeat after me again.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
Willie?
Row. Well.
God. No.
All right.
John Favreau is going to be is going to be directing this and creating it, and so it's going to be taking place. It takes place before The Force Awakens, and that's the first info that we have coming out of the camp there at Star Wars Ranch, whatever you want to call it. So they're going to feature all new characters. Mm-hmm. So we're not gonna see anything from anything.
I bet. Okay, sorry, I'm interrupting. It says it's supposed to take place 7 years after the
Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi. Yeah. 7 years later, I will put money on that. If we see anybody, we'll see R2, 3PO, and Chewie. Like three characters that don't necessarily, you know, there's not like a face attached to them per se. Like yeah, a so human.
Don't worry about aging.
Aging, right? I mean, like Anthony Daniels may be a little tough just because. He is aging. I guess they could always have someone else put the suit on and him do the voice or something. Because he did the voice in the Clone Wars cartoons too. But like they've got this new Chewie, and I wouldn't be surprised if they use him somehow, maybe for like a cameo. Like, oh, here's a Chewie story, and like and then it's him, right? But we're not gonna see Luke. We're not gonna see Leia, Han.
I was gonna say that we'd probably see Leia, you know. But
damn it, Jeremy.
I will say, so they're also working on the Star Wars Resistance cartoon that takes right before Force Awakens, sometime before Force Awakens, and we're going to see Poe Dameron and Captain Phasma, who will be voiced by those actors. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if we do see a General Leia there, and maybe some of those characters, maybe not obviously will be voiced by her, but she has never voiced Princess Leia like in any of the cartoons or video games or anything. So it wouldn't, that wouldn't be necessarily anything new, but I wouldn't be surprised if we see some of those characters also reappear in that series. But in this one, I'm excited for something that's not necessarily centered around the fucking Solo family for a change.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun.
Or the Skywalker family.
I was going to say.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Speaking of Solo, it looks like Ron Howard reportedly shot 70% of the film.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
I feel like we knew this. Or that he, I think we reported on a story months ago that his reshoots were way more extensive than they originally thought. Mm-hmm. And it was like, yeah, good. I hope you refilmed the whole fucking movie. Apparently it was not good.
And 70%, and the reviews that are coming out are saying that it's a lot of fun. It's really exciting.
Yeah. I think I sent a quote to you guys about it after, because they did the premiere last Thursday. And while reviews are still, like, there's an embargo on reviews until later, I think this week, maybe next week, that people are like, basic impressions, like a lot of fun. Definitely not one of Star Wars, like definitely not like the best Star Wars movie, but a nice change of pace mm-hmm. in the series. Mm-hmm. And well, the quote I sent you guys specifically, I forget exactly what it said, but it was like, after all the bickering of during the holidays, after episode 8, this movie is like a nice palate cleanser, yeah. You know, something that everyone can agree was fun. You know, like it to have that one movie that like split the fandom, to have this one kind of like be fun and energetic and kind of be like a Star Wars movie, I guess, in that regard, where it's like, fuck yeah, Star Wars. So I will say,
did I tell you about the quote? Like, I read a quote by Rian Johnson that about that whole all the negativity surrounding episode 8, and you know, I think he's kind of blinded, because he goes, you know, it's only a small chunk of people who really had some disdain for the film, but 90% of the people out there, they really enjoyed the flick. And I went, I have not met one person yet who said that they loved that flick. Like,
no.
I have not met one person who's been like, yeah, really good stuff, just amazing, no complaints. Like, everybody that I've talked to has just been like, yeah, it's, you know, like, they try to like it. They're like, you know, I mean, there's a lot that I really loved about the film, but ultimately I don't know. It didn't feel like a Star Wars film, really. You know, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the, where I've been, you know, we may have talked about this like last week on, I watched episode 8 on Star Wars. I only watched it once in theaters and I hadn't watched it since. And so I finally like sat down and watched it, and I did the second view and I was like, okay, I like this a lot more than I did the first time I saw it, but I still have issues with it. There's still a lot of stuff that was just, why did we do this? Why was this the choices you made? This could have easily been fixed and would have fit the story and Star Wars better had you just done these little things. And some of it was like, okay, I understand, like with Carrie Fisher's death, there would have needed to be some massive reshoots for some reshoots for some scenes. You don't necessarily want to do that, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, just, there's so many problems. There's so many mm-hmm. problems with the film. And then especially that now that, what J.J. Abrams is coming back, and he's even said publicly, like, he's got to fix some of the stuff that Rian Johnson did, because apparently, like, he left, like, an outline. Hey, this is our plans, like, for 8, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. So here's what we did 7. Here's what needs to happen in 8 to get us to 9. And apparently Rian Johnson just went, fuck that, I'm doing whatever I want. And so, like, now he's like, well, this doesn't fit the story that we kind of created for this trilogy. Now I have to go back and fix things.
Well, I don't know, like, man. I kind of call bullshit on that one. Just because, like, Star Wars or Disney is so tight, like, they have their shit together. It's like, how are they not going to notice when Rian Johnson script?
Well, because it's Rian Johnson decided to, because Kathleen Kennedy approved it. Like, obviously, yeah, it went through the channels. And that, yeah, she, that, I mean, she's in,
that's
love
the thing.
With
like, Kathleen Kennedy also, I don't know if she's, I don't know if they're having an affair or what, but the fact that, like, his movie, again, I mean, aside from the prequels, is one of the most, I mean, I could see some people, even there's some of the original films they made, like Return of the Jedi, I know a lot of people have issues with Return of the Jedi, that like maybe they put it on par with that, you know, like it's better than the prequels by a lot, but
that's,
it's still
not saying,
like,
much.
Yeah, exactly, right? But like, you know, it's still low on their list of favorites. Like, it might be right above Return of the Jedi, it might be right below it, right? It's kind of like one of those mm-hmm. it's a, you know, but she's obviously hard up for him, or she wouldn't give him a goddamn fucking trilogy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's the thing is, like, you've seen the kind of the people who've left all these projects, right? Like, there's so many people getting fired, directors and everything. And I think that if anybody has a voice of their own, they tend to see, well, there's the door. Goodbye. If you're not going to play like I want you to play in my funhouse, you're out. And so I think that is one of the biggest things that's kind of going on right now. And Kathleen Kennedy, she's behind some of the biggest hits of our childhood. She owns the 80s. She produced all of our favorite 80s films with Steven Spielberg. And so she's smart. She knows what she's doing, obviously. But for some reason, she's definitely got a hard on for
yeah. And again, Ryan Johnson. Like, I'm going to hold this movie. Like, it's not my favorite. I am going to revisit it after episode 9 comes out. Once the story arc is complete,
mm-hmm.
and see how I feel about it after that. You know what I mean? Like, okay. You got to think about, like, Return of the, we've talked about this before, Empire Strikes Back happens, and it's not on the scale of The Last Jedi, but they got fucked. They got fucked hard in that movie. And so now, when you go back and watch the original trilogy, it's one of the best, because, I mean, yeah, it's some of the best directing, and there's a lot that's really good about it, but I can imagine at the time when you watch that movie, having 2 years or more before you know you're going to see the next one, you probably walked out of there going, like, boy, they got fucked. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how this one left off, and so it's like, did it get very good and after Return of the Jedi? Did people go back and go, man, fucking Empire Strikes Back was a great movie?
I don't know. I don't think that's the way it happened. I think
was the conclusion of the story, because they got fucked hard. And I don't know. I mean, I wasn't alive, so I have no idea.
I think it's the same way that we look at the Dark Knight. Like, when that came out, you're just like, it fucking doesn't get better than this. Like, this is the fucking shit. Like, this is it. I think that's the way it came out when the Empire Strikes Back came out. I think that I personally just feel that it does not feel a part of the storyline that was established in Force Awakens. It feels so disconnected from it, and it does not have that same charm as a Star Wars film, the original trilogy, and of course The Force Awakens. It just doesn't for me. Like, when I watched it the second time, I just went, man, this just feels so off. And it had moments of greatness, you know, like Yoda you know. But everything just felt wrong to me. It did. So time will tell, like you said, time will tell to see how it fits into the storyline and see how well J.J. Abrams brings it back. So
can pick up the slack, I guess.
Yeah. And hopefully he can pretty much just retcon everything.
We'll see.
If you're a G.I. Joe fan, guess what? You're getting a new G.I. Joe film, but they're doing spinoffs first. You're going to get Snake Eyes. He's going to
lead the G.I. Joe universe.
Woo! Are you excited? I love Snake Eyes.
G.I.J.U.?
G.I. Anyways. Did you guys like the G.I. Joe movies when they came out?
G.I. Joe.
I didn't see any of them, but wasn't the second one better?
Was Rise of the Cobra, and then there was Retaliation. I thought Rise of the Cobra was bad. I don't know.
I didn't see either of them.
I don't remember.
But I just remember, like, for the second one, they like released the trailer like super early, and then like people just talk shit on it, so they took it all back. Like, I remember the movie didn't release till like 2 or 3 years after that initial trailer. Mm. Like, just because there was so many times they had to go back and like. They killed someone off, and then they brought him back, and just all kinds of other stuff. So,
NBC has picked up Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes.
Yay.
Not even 24 hours later after getting canceled by Fox.
So I guess Hulu and Netflix passed on it because of the fact that the streaming rights went to Hulu, but they couldn't own the
TBS.
Streaming rights. Somebody has the streaming rights.
Oh, I don't know about streaming. I'm sorry.
And so, essentially, it came down to NBC just saying, you know what, we run the show anyways, so we're gonna do it. Mm-hmm. And so they picked it up for 16 episodes. I'm a little sad about 16 episodes. You know, somebody over in Discord said something about
13 episodes.
Sorry, somebody in Discord was like, "Well, you got to prove yourself," but this shit has already been proven. It works.
Yeah,
it's great.
You have Mark Hamill and Lin-Manuel Miranda like fucking tweeting out. They're like, hey, we only like three.
Lin who?
Lin. Manuel? You know that dude. Manuel Miranda.
There you go.
What did I say the first time?
Manuel.
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 My good friend Manuel.
yeah, no, I mean, everyone
flipped out. They had a lot of support, yeah.
And Patton Oswalt was on there too. Like, I sent, I think it was in the Saga chat, was just like, dude, everyone's losing their shit. And I just literally just sent like tweets at them, just like, here's Patton Oswalt, here's Lin-Manuel Miranda, here's Mark Hamill, here's Entertainment Weekly, here's, you know, Vulture, here's Vox Media. Like, here's all these people being like, this is the dumbest fucking move Fox has made since Firefly. You know, like, here's the dumb shit that they canceled for the sake of just canceling shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was just like this is the biggest miss on their point. Like how dumb are you? Like, you just, you, and you know, it, we've talked about it, I think internally. It's just like they probably didn't want to pay for syndication. They want the shit to go syndication and then have to pay these guys for the rest of their life. I said, who cares? They're about to get bought by Disney. That's going to be Disney's problem here soon.
And so there was even a rumor came out that said that Fox canceled the show because Terry Crews went public with his, you know,
I mean,
personal issues.
I mean, I guess that's possible, but that seems like so fucking petty. But you know, I guess, hey, why not?
It should be on Hulu. Belmont wants to know. He's never seen it, and I said, you're missing out. Is it on Hulu?
Yes. As far as I know, it's on Hulu, at least for now, on Fox's Hulu.
Yeah. So you definitely need to check it out. I hope that they have a seventh season and an eighth and a ninth, and they bring it back up to 22 episodes. Maybe they're only doing a 13 episode arc because maybe short turnaround. I don't know. And I hope it's not a farewell season because that would fucking suck.
It might be. It might be. What I'm hoping is that they don't do what ABC did to Scrubs when NBC dropped Scrubs, because Scrubs had they got fucked by the writer's strike in season 7.
Yep.
That ended up being their last season. They're like, well, your ratings weren't high enough, so we're going to cancel you on your seventh season. And they're like, it's not our fault. There was a writer's strike. We had 7 episodes to see. Like, that's that's not on us. ABC was like, hey, yo, we'll take that. And they finished it out on its final season, season 8, and it was fucking beautiful. Like, they wrote that show, it's ending so well. It ended on the you know, it's one of those endings where you're just like, that's how you fucking do it. Mm-hmm. And then they went, wow, that got us a lot of views. Let's sign it up for season 9. and then everyone was mad because it was like a different show at that point. So I hope, like, if it's a farewell season, I hope it's good. You know, it doesn't come back until like January 2019. It's going to take like a year off. Mm-hmm. That's why it's only getting like 13 episodes, because it's going to be the, you know, second half of a season. Kind of like they did with Legends those few times.
Yeah.
I would love to see it get picked up for 7th, but if they do write it like an end to it, I hope they stick to the end and they don't try to force it into a season 7 in it, and they bring in new characters and suddenly like Jake Peralta's not there. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's still the 9-9, but there's no one here but Gina.
I just cannot get enough of Captain Holt. Like, he's one of my favorite characters on the show.
He's so, like, when you first watch the show, you're like, God, this guy, what the hell? But then they make him so funny, and when he's not necessarily trying to be funny, but then when he is trying to be funny, it's fucking hilarious, because he's just not that type of character. So when he's funny, it's so fucking good.
I love it when he's just like, when he's like trying to, like, he's trying to find the gourmet peanuts and shit like that. I just like, come on, man. It's so fucking great. This,
the one of the recent episodes where it's like, his dog is dressed up and he's like, why is Cheddar in a beret? Like, because social media, man, they love cute animals and pets. And at the very end, he's like in a swimsuit or something, and they're like, what, wait, I thought you said you weren't gonna dress him up. Well, Kevin saw your post. Like, we started an Instagram, he now has 13,000 followers. Fucking, I don't know, like, it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to explain.
I just watched the opener where they do the whole NSYNC thing.
Oh, the Backstreet Boys?
The Backstreet Boys. And then at the end he goes, yeah, that's number 5. That's the guy who murdered my husband. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forgot we were here for that.
Oh, God, I forgot we were doing that. Yeah, because it was like, I want it that way. Number 1, please start.
Yeah.
What? Backstreet Boys. I want it that way.
You are
my fire. Yeah, they go down the line and make them all sing. Oh, so fucking funny. Oh, he's like, oh, that's amazing. It's number five. That's the man who killed my brother. Oh, I forgot we were doing that. It's so fucking good.
This is like the best opener.
I sent that to you guys like immediately after watching it the night that it aired, which was like, guys, have you watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine yet? Like, yeah, that's the best so fucking good opener of all time.
Yeah. Agreed. So if you haven't watched Brooklyn Nine-Nine, get to Steppin'. You got five seasons to watch. Go for it. It's a lot of fun. One of the best shows on TV. All right. So let's get into some gaming news. And here's a doozy. So with all the controversy that EA had with their Battlefront 2 game, and then everything that's come through the pipes and all the investigations and like all the government saying that the loot crates are bad, and how people are like, I just want to buy my shit. I don't want it to leave it to chance with a 0.2% chance of me getting something. EA says they're going to continue with loot boxes, but in a fun, but in a fun way.
In a fun way, we're going to make it even harder for you to purchase them.
They said, regarding loot boxes, we're going to continue to push forward. We're going to think about our players. We're always thinking about how to deliver these types of experiences in a transparent, fun, and fair, balanced way for our players.
Fuck, you know, kind of sucks about that is that they just announced like the solo stuff for Battlefront.
Uh-huh.
They've got some Jabba's Palace stuff coming up. So it's a lot of Han Solo-centric things. They've got, like, two new characters. They've got, like, Lando as the guard and Leia as the bounty hunter, like, mm-hmm, those outfits from Return of the Jedi. And they're going to have more, like, solo, a Star Wars story content coming, like, later in June. And, you know, I'm like, okay, cool. I might actually go play some of this. This looks like fun. And then they say this, and it's like, wow, EA, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah. So I'm not on board with it. I hate the fact that they're still going to do it. And I hope that they surprise us, because they're saying that they're going to work with the fan base about Anthem and see, kind of mold it after what the fans want. And maybe they're just talking about their sports games because they make a shit ton of money from doing their loot boxes there. But if they continue this, it's just not going to be nothing but failure. And, yep, you know, it'll be, again, America's worst, you know, most hated fucking company. So, NVIDIA has said that the GeForce GTX cards are back in stock and in regular prices again. So you're going to be able to walk into a store and not spend $1,000 on a 1060.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Probably
didn't
not.
We just have someone in our chat the other day say, like, hey, I walked into my local computer store and that 1070 was $799.
Yes, but they also walked into a local computer store, which tend to raise their prices a little higher than most, you know.
A local computer store that tend to raise their prices on these new computer parts. We're talking about drugs, right?
Pay a lot of money for that 1070.
Yeah.
So hopefully people out there, you know, the mining craze has ended. Cryptocurrencies have all but gone away. No, they haven't. They're still here. Mm-hmm. Facebook is thinking about doing a cryptocurrency now. So
they watch a season of Silicon Valley and get some ideas.
They're like, oh shit, we could make our own.
Well, Piper Coin seems to be taking off. Maybe we should do it with Facebook.
And so, you know, I think that you're going to get some good SKU prices. Go check out your local,
your local best computer store. Your
local computer store.
I just checked Best Buy's website, and yeah, they're back down. Like a 1070 is $400, 1080 is $549.
That says kiss my piss.
Ugh.
What?
Did you guys not watch this week's Silicon Valley?
Not yet, no.
Oh boy.
Oh, I might do it after the show while I'm editing. So, hey guys, I got some good news regarding the Final Fantasy.
Is it though?
Final Fantasy VII Remake. We're going to get it. And it's going to be released by 2023.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Five
followed by Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh. Uh-oh. I got word back from our CEO at...
Oh, no. Our secret CEO?
Our secret CEO. Our insider. And he just said, I can't say what it's about, people. I'm sorry. But he said, ha-ha! And then he said, is it on the brain? And I was like, what? Is that cryptic for yes to our answer? Is that a yes? But he didn't nod. So I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sorry. That means nothing to anyone listening.
Yeah, that's just for us.
Yeah, and that's for us.
Maybe pre-show listeners?
Yeah. I think pre-show listeners.
Pre-show probably. Listeners may get it. But everyone else, you go fuck yourself.
Whoa! Damn.
Yeah.
Jeremy Jones.
So, episode 7 remake. It's happening. 2023.
Episode 7 assholes. Remake?
Yeah. Already?
Final Fantasy remake?
Episode 7. Star Wars has announced that they're just going to reboot the reboot. So,
yeah.
Looks like you can now purchase Xbox One games and Windows Store PC games and gift them digitally.
Oh, faux schnookins.
Remember that one time I tried to.
Kevin WK, everyone.
Yeah.
What? Remember that one time I tried to buy an Xbox game for somebody and I couldn't gift it? And I was upset. Yeah. Well, they fixed it. And it was just for me. They said that. They sent out an email and said, Jeremy, we knew you tried to buy somebody something.
All right.
And now it's fixed.
Hey, you know what I miss? I miss how Steam let you used to like buy games and then just hold them in your inventory to give to people at some other time.
Me too. Yeah.
That was fun.
Because it was so nice to like get stuff on sale and be like, okay, I know your birthday's coming up. Like, I'll gift it. You know, I'm going to get it while it's, you know, 75% off instead of waiting till the day of your birthday when it's that normal price at $80. I hate that. I don't know why. I mean, I know why they did it, I think, but I hate it.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too.
It's time about gifting games.
Rocket League just leaked their roadmap, so I guess it wasn't really a leak. It was more of a press release, but
yeah. Whoops.
I forgot to hit that upload. All right.
Whoops.
So they're doing a cross-platform parties coming this summer. So that's going to be a lot of fun. I think that people now can, once again, you know, good old Sony won't allow you to do cross-platform with Xbox. But if you want to play with someone on the PC, if you have an Xbox, you could do it. If you have a PlayStation, you can do it. But you can't. You know, can't hook up all three of them.
For shame.
Assholes. And you can with Nintendo, too, I should say. They're also reworking the leveling system. So they're putting a level cap in there. And every time that you level up, you get a reward for your vehicle. So even after, like, this game's been out for, like, 18 years, they're still supporting it. And it's, I mean, I thought maybe they'd just do a sequel. They're like, no reason to do a sequel. We could just keep building on what we already have. And so I support it. I went back to it the other day with Rex, and I think I played with Rex and somebody else. I forget. They're going to be very angry at me that I didn't remember who I played with. Maybe it was, I don't remember. We'll just say Rex and, no, was it Ratty too? Maybe Ratty. I think it was Ratty. Anyways, we're also going to be some more PC news before we get into the good stuff where Doug's going to rant. Valve is creating a Steam streaming app for smart devices. So now you can play your games on your phone as long as you are on a 5.0 gigahertz Wi-Fi in your home. And so if you're sitting on your couch and you want to play a game, you don't want to get up, or if you're laying in bed at 1 a.m. and you're like, fuck, I can't fall asleep. What do I do? Do I walk all the way over into my computer room, or do I attach a headset, a keyboard, and a mouse to my phone and play some of this fucking game? I'm going to do that. And so now you can lay in bed and play games.
So Counter-Strike on your phone.
Mm-hmm. And so next couple stories are about Nintendo. Everyone's been just yearning for a Nintendo section in our stories because they know how much Doug loves them. Well, they've revealed their online subscription model It also includes cloud saves, so now people can actually you know, not be worried about losing their saves after a year of this device being out. They have not fixed it yet. But for 12 months, it's going to be $19.99. Here's some fun news. Virtual console is not console is not coming back to the Switch. So while you enjoyed it on your Wii and your Wii U and your 3DS, you're going to get to buy these games all over again because it's a separate system. Yay!
I mean, it did that for every other system, fucking unfortunately. Assholes.
So they're going to launch this new, it's called the NES Classic Game Service, and it's launching with soccer, tennis, Donkey Kong, Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, Balloon Fight, a couple more. And so you'll get to buy those for probably $5 to $10. So that's fun.
Some of them actually will have online capabilities too, which is pretty cool. So you'll be able to play these old 8-bit games like Dr. Mario against people across the world. So that's cool.
That's a neat thing. But are you going to spend how much on that? Like, sorry.
$49.99.
It's Nintendo tax, $49 for each of these classic games with multiplayer. And then we're gonna get out of here after saying that if you missed out on the NES Classic the first time around, you're gonna get another chance because on June 29th, the NES Classic will be back in stock. So I have this SNES Classic, and while I played it heavily for the first week and a half, it's just sat here collected dust. So I don't think that I'm gonna run out to get a Classic.
Yeah.
It was cool when it first launched, and I was like, I need one. Don't really need one.
Bows as a bitch.
Don't really need one.
I think the one that can really be successful is the N64 one that'll probably come out because, I mean, obviously they're just going up the line. And if they can get a better working emulator on such a smaller device, I would say they'd do pretty good because, like, even for Raspberry Pi, it can't run all games, like, perfect. Like when you try to play GoldenEye or something like that, it's really slow and laggy.
I was gonna say, like, you could always, you know, you don't even need one of these because you could just get a Raspberry Pi, and then
it only costs like $150 to make. It's so much cheaper than buying the thing.
It is.
Plus, you could like put like at least 40 games instead of the 6 that it comes with.
And you get a real custom case, and you can do wireless controllers, and all you have to do when you start the system is go through 14 different menus to find your game, and then you configure your controller, and that only takes 30 minutes, and then you're ready to play your one game. Now, if you get out and get into another game, you will have to configure that controller again to that specific game, but it's totally worth it.
Kev, well, any comment?
No, I mean, I agree.
We talk about that was Kev the whole time.
Oh,
that was.
Yeah, spot on, bro.
You guys have really learned to throw your voices.
Hey, Doug. Shut up.
Oh, fuck you, Kev.
Sorry, Doug.
Come on.
God damn it!
All right, folks. That's
grade school again.
That's the show. I hope that you enjoyed it. If you're on the stream, stick around for a Q&A. We're going to do one. And just stick around to say hi, too. You know, it's whatever. But we're out of here for now. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Lots of loves, hugs, and all that bullshit. I hit the button, but it didn't start. Hold on. Stream Deck has failed me for the first time.
Do it again.
Or the last one.